Yeah, so I'm doing some oral histories about food here in Helvetia, and heard about your cooking and learning the recipes from your mom. So I just wanted to ask you a little bit about that, and then some of your other stuff like ginseng digging and ramp digging and stuff. So, just for the tape, would you introduce yourself and say when and where you were born?
Henry Rice was born in Elkins, 1978.
And could you tell me about your family?
Mean, I don't know what to say. I mean,
So your mom was a, she was a cook here?
yeah.
Okay.
My grandmother, this was her restaurant.
Okay. And what was your mom's name?
Catherine Mayhew.
Okay. And so she was Eleanor's daughter. So how did she learn the recipes?
I guess from Mutter. I mean, she had to sugar everything.
So they were really Eleanor's recipes, and she had to learn everything.
Well, Mom, I'm sure she. How you doing?
Hey, you good?
Hi.
You guys are looking to eat?
Yeah.
All right.
Grab a sandwich or something.
I will in just a second.
Sure. Are you guys staying at the Culture House?
We did, yeah.
Oh, how was that?
It was all right.
It's all right.
Cool.
All right, they're coming. I think you guys can sit anywhere you want.
Oh, okay.
How are you today?
Fine.
Okay.
Excuse me.
How long did she cook here, your mom?
Oh, I don't know, probably 20 years.
Okay. And then when did you start learning recipes?
Now, when Mom got sick, and she just started showing me probably 8 or 10 years ago. I don't, yeah, 8 years probably.
And did she have things written down, or how did she
No.
teach you?
No, she just showed me. There wasn't nothing written down or anything.
So she would do like kind of by how much you had in your hand.
Yeah, she just, showed me. And then once I learned it, just, you don't forget it.
Yeah. That's pretty incredible. I still need to measure everything out for all the things I've made hundreds of times.
Yeah.
So what are some of the recipes that you learned?
I like the peach cobbler and the chicken and onion pie. Just, well, everything, I guess.
Okay.
Everything we had on the buffet. Yeah.
What, I actually haven't had the buffet. I've had the sampler plate, but not the buffet.
Yeah. We'll start having it Mother's Day.
Okay.
We'll have one tomorrow, but it'll be a mini buffet.
And that's a Sunday thing. So what else is on there?
On the buffet?
Uh-huh.
A sausage and bratwurst. Chicken, sauerbraten. Potatoes, green beans, carrots, and onion pie. And then there's salad and stuff like that.
What's sauerbraten?
It's just like a roast beef with a sauce on it. It's kind of a sweet and kind of sour.
Okay.
I like it a lot. Some people don't like it, but.
Uh-huh. Is that, you think that's your favorite thing
on the
menu? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our Sunday is the time that you cook here only? Or?
Yep. Well, in the wintertime, I'll cook through the week and stuff.
Okay.
But, I'm pretty busy this time of year, so Debbie and Melissa, they cook during the week.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I asked Debbie just kind of subtly if the peach cobbler recipe existed anywhere, and she was like, no, in my head only. So I guess that means I can't get it. But I might try to replicate.
Morning.
So, do you make any of these recipes at home, or really only at the...
No, I just here. Uh-huh.
Do you cook much at home in general?
Not really. Uh-huh. I cook out, grill out and stuff, but I don't cook much at the house.
Yeah. So, could you tell me a little bit how you got into foraging? And digging ginseng and ram?
Oh, ginseng, my dad done it, so, me and my brother, we done it since we were little kids. It's just fun to do. You really can't make any money off of it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's people that do, but we just dig it for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we just replant it when we dig it.
Okay. Why can't you make much money off of it?
Well, I guess you could if you just done it all day, but...
Ah. So you're only just getting, personal use?
Yeah.
And then do you make tea out of it, or...?
We have before. Doesn't taste very good, but...
So what else is it used for?
I don't really know, but... I guess... I don't know what all they make out of it, whatever. I just like to dig it, and then I have some at my house that I planted.
Okay.
I just like to go up there and look at it.
Cool.
But, well, I don't use it for nothing, really.
Uh-huh. It's more of a tradition thing.
Yeah. Just reminds me of when we were kids. It's just fun to look for.
Probably a good excuse to be outside too.
Yeah.
And where does it grow around here?
There's not very much that grows around here, but over where the mines are. You know where the mines are?
The one that's down the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Down the bottom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You go up toward Blue Rock. Up on that mountain, there's some thing, but that's the only place I've ever found around here.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's kind of been regulated a lot, and maybe there's been some over harvesting too.
Yeah, I think there probably used to be a lot more here, but it's been dug out.
Yeah. Is it? Do you know if it's a rule that you have to replant it?
No, you don't have to replant it. Mm-hmm.
So that's just kind of like the ethical.
I just do it because I like to have it at my house.
Uh-huh.
And it's I probably dig, I don't know, maybe a quarter pound of it a year, which wouldn't be very much money, I don't know, maybe $100 or something, a couple hundred dollars. Mm-hmm. It's worth more just to replant it to me.
Yeah. And what about ramps?
There's ramps everywhere. Uh-huh. That's another thing, It's fun to dig, and they're good to eat. We can some of them, and pickle some of them, but there's ramps everywhere around here.
Yeah. So what's the difference, when you can them versus when you pickle them?
Well, when you pickle them, when I pickle them, I don't cook them or anything. I just put them in the pickle, in the jar. That's all Oh, I do. But okay. I mean, you can can them. You can pickle them and can them too. But I don't do that because I like them better if they're not cooked.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you use a vinegar brine or just...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I might try to do some this year, pickle some this year.
They're really good. It's easy to do. Mm.
And what do you eat them with, the pickled ramps?
Everything.
But they're good, like, on a hot dog or sausage.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good just about any time.
Uh-huh. Is that something you did growing up, too?
Yeah. Yep. And, Dad, we used to go dig them, and then Dad would pickle, like, I don't know, maybe probably 60 quarts of them every year, so.
Just, like, keep your pantry full, or would you give them away to people?
We just ate them mm-hmm. all year. He didn't really give them away.
Yeah. How's the morels around here?
There's a lot of those too. We went the other day to look for them, but we couldn't find any. I don't know if we're too late or too early. But where we went, there's always a lot of them, and there wasn't any, so.
Okay.
I think it might be too early uh-huh. where we went.
Yeah, there. I guess the rain. There's been a little rain lately, but there wasn't before that, so maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's too early.
It seems like just overnight they come up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I used to find them in my backyard where I grew up in Indiana. There was a lot. But I haven't really had a place where I've been able to find them since.
There's usually some over in the inn yard. And,
open? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How many?
Just one.
Just one? All right. You follow me?
Never behind the cheese house, but usually some.
Okay.
I haven't went over and looked this year, but there are probably some over there.
Mm-hmm. And for those, do you fry them up in butter?
Yeah, that's how I do them. Mm-hmm.
Not breaded at all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really don't need much. So do you also hunt or trap?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both. Trapping, that's probably my favorite thing to do, trapping.
Why is that?
I don't know. Just really like it. Gives you something to look forward to every morning, and catching those, you know, coyotes and stuff, and getting rid of some of them. Uh-huh. Because they're getting to be pretty bad.
Yeah. So, when you catch a coyote, do you shoot it?
Mm-hmm.
And then do you do anything with the...
Yeah. Yeah, tan the hides.
Okay.
We haven't, my cousin Willie, he learned how to tan them pretty good, so we don't even sell them, we just tan them.
Huh.
And eventually we're going to have to give a bunch of them away or something because we have too many.
So what's that process like?
You skin them and then you can put them on a stretcher. Well, you got to flesh them. You gotta scrape the hide, and then you can put them on a stretcher if you want to. And then you put them in a pickle, which is like just a barrel. And it's got okay. like some kind of chemical in it. You put them in there for about 24 hours, and then you pull them out. And then you dry them, and then you put oil on them, like a tannin solution, and you're done.
Okay. And do you just use them for like decoration?
Yeah. We haven't made anything out of any of them yet. I mean, we're thinking about making some hats or something, but we haven't done it yet. So we've got, I don't know, probably 10 coyote hides and some bobcats and foxes.
And do you do anything with the meat?
No.
I wasn't sure if that was good meat or not.
No, you wouldn't want to mess with any of that.
Okay.
You just, I mean, that's pretty much what you're doing is just getting rid of the predators, and that's about the only useful thing off of them is their hide, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you trap any animals that you use for, like, squirrel or anything with your food?
No. No, I just like catching predators. Uh-huh. You know, catch a lot of raccoons, but I'll let a lot of them go. Mm-hmm. And, catch possums all the time, just let them go. Uh-huh. But, sometimes you catch a dog or a house cat, if you just have to let them go, I mean, it doesn't hurt them.
Yeah.
The traps we use are offset jaws, so it doesn't break their leg or skin them up or anything.
Yeah. Do you think it's made a difference around here with catching the predators?
I don't know. I've only really been, I mean, I've been trapping a long time, but I've only really learned how to do it pretty good in the last couple of years.
Okay.
So. I mean, if I keep doing it, I know it'll make a difference eventually. Mm-hmm. I think we caught 4 or 5 coyotes last year, and 2 or 3 bobcats, and 3 or 4 foxes, and then about the same thing this year. Uh-huh. But I didn't get started till late in the season. If I could get started earlier, then I'd do better. Because the weather turns bad and it snows, and then it's hard to catch them then. Uh-huh.
And for coyotes, like, the issue around here is, like, chickens and...
Yeah, they kill a lot of deer. Uh-huh. The fawns and the turkeys, and they're just real, they're real bad. Uh-huh. I mean, they kill everything.
Yeah. And then for hunting, do you shoot deer?
Yeah. Yeah, deer and your squirrel hunting, turkey hunting. Grouse.
And that's probably a meat producing. You eat a lot of venison?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, a whole lot of it.
What's the... I don't think I've ever had squirrel meat. Well, I guess I did have it in a gumbo.
Yeah.
But it was kind of hard to recognize.
Yeah.
What's that taste like?
I don't know.
I mean, you don't eat.
Okay. I just make a gravy with it. Oh. So it's probably about the same thing as the gumbo. You know, you just really can't tell.
Yeah, can't taste.
I don't eat very many of them, just a couple times a year.
Yeah. And grouse, is that like a, is it a bird?
Mm-hmm.
Like a pheasant kind
of? Like a pheasant, yeah.
Okay.
And there's a lot more of those than there used to be, it seems like. Hmm. And they're really good to eat.
Why do you think there's less prey?
I don't know. It seems like there's a lot more than when we were younger. Huh. I mean, couple times this year we went out and got, well, my brother and Willie went out a couple times and they got I think they got 6 2 times, so that's pretty good.
Wow. And how do you like to prepare that?
I just bake them in butter. They're really good.
Wow. Yeah, my dad hunts pheasant. And I think he, you know, will roast it or put it on the grill or make a stew or whatever. But I don't think I've had any of it yet.
It's really good.
So some of this stuff, do you feel like it's part of carrying on a history or a tradition?
I don't know. Just, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Just something, you know. It's just fun to do. It's, I guess it's just what we grew up doing.
Mm-hmm. Do you do other kinds of, like, collecting or metal collecting or anything?
Collect bottles.
Okay.
Old bottles. Uh-huh. Yeah, we go dig those sometimes. You know, we'll get a... You'll find an old logging camp or something and dig them up.
Okay. And what kind of bottles do you find?
just anything like whiskey bottles and a lot of beer bottles. Just ink bottles, everything.
Mostly glass?
Yeah, they're all glass. Okay. They're all from the 1800s. I mean, some of them are from the turn of the century, but they're really nice, like, I don't know. It's like, each one of them is different.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I went to this, like, Civil War artifact museum in Virginia, and they had a bunch of, like, an array of, like, mustard bottles. They had found whiskey bottles and gin, and they were all, you know, each one was different according to what was in it. I'll just see if I can find a picture on my phone. My friend does metal detecting in upstate New York, and he always finds these, like, ceramic, he thinks they're, like, cider bottles. Have you ever seen them?
Oh, yeah, they're ginger beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like stoneware.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Usually they're two colors, like a tan and maybe a cream color.
Uh-huh, yep.
Yeah, that's ginger beer.
Huh.
Those are probably Civil War era.
Yeah.
I've dug some of those up in Mannington.
Where is that?
You know where Farmington is?
Mm, I don't think
so. It's about half an hour outside of Fairmont.
Okay. I wonder why they were there. Was that like a Civil War
camp? No, it's the old town dump from the 1800s.
Oh, cool.
We found a lot of clay pipes and clay marbles, and there's been a couple guns found there.
Mm-hmm.
I found a lot of stoneware there, like crock jugs, things like these stone jugs up there.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. I think he's found a lot of those, too. But I think they're often in pieces.
I found a lot of them that are, you know, in good shape out of there.
Do you ever find any, do you find cast iron stuff?
You find a lot of cast iron, but it's like pieces of stoves and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, our chef just did on top of West Virginia.
So what do you do when you're not, not doing that and not working at the restaurant?
I do construction work.
Okay. And do you keep a collection of all your bottles?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a pretty good collection. Now I got a couple buddies. I got a buddy over in Mill Creek. He's got it's over in Huttonsville.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a good collection. And I go over there sometimes. We get metal detecting or bottle digging.
You also have done a lot of research on it to figure out like what they're from and what year.
I mean, I've got pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Well, I think, you know, back to being in this town, do you think, I don't know, do you think some of the traditional foods are going to continue?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they will.
You think you'll share your recipes with anyone?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, anybody that wants to know is going to be around.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And, I mean, I have, like, the cookbook, but it seems like there's a lot of variation, and especially the way recipes were shared here seem to be, like, you have to see it.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, like, I mean, I'm sure the kids will be around.
Uh-huh.
They'll probably... I'm sure my daughter will be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Jacob. He might, seems like he might not want to be, he may want to be somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they come around.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe after he gets out and sees what everywhere else is like, and he'll probably want to come back.
And your daughter, Morgan?
Mm-hmm.
She's a server here?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She just works on the weekends and stuff.
Nice. Well, is there anything else you want to add about food or tradition here?
No, I don't guess so.
Okay.
I'm not good at stuff like it.
I understand. It's hard.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah. Did you have some of Dave Whip's wine?
Oh, yeah.
That's some pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, it's deceiving, too, because it doesn't really taste that strong.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it's like 20%.
Yeah, it'd sneak up on you.
Yeah, I might try to come back for the winemaker guild they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you make any wine or beer? Or anything?
We just started. We've got it right now. It's fermenting.
Okay.
So whatever. This is our first time trying it, but I don't like wine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, it'd be fun to make some. Uh-huh. And give it away for presents or something.
Yeah. Is it a grape wine or?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I know a lot of people used to make fruit wine here.
Yeah.
Like elderberry and dandelion and stuff.
There was a, Lee Pierce used to live down there, and he made muscadine wine, wild grapes, and
that's the chicken.
It was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
You know,
carrots, radishes.
Charlie Chandler, he's probably the most famous guy making the wine.
Okay.
Celery.
And he's been making it for years.
Is he the guy who has the cannon?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I used to live in North Carolina, and most of the wine they have down there is muscadine wine, and it can be a little too sweet for me.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Kind of a dessert wine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't drank any of that wine for probably 8 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was younger, you know, it didn't matter to me.
Yeah, you drink what you can get.
Mm-hmm.
I always wonder, when, you know, people here were making beer, because it seems like wine was a lot more prevalent. Maybe it's easier to make, too.
Yeah, and easier to bottle and everything.
Mm-hmm. But you would think, especially with Swiss and German heritage, that people would be making beer, too.
Yeah. I haven't heard about, you know, very many people making beer up here. I don't know why. It's always wine. Or moonshine.
Yeah. How much I have, but I have a bowl.
Did you ever try to make the Helvetian cheese?
Yeah. Yeah, we made some. It turned out really good.
Really?
But we haven't made any since.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I'd like to be able to... I need to talk to a couple people, like Nancy Gaines. She makes it.
Okay.
But I'd like to know how to make it on a small scale, just for at the house, you know.
Yeah.
But it's, she makes the best cheese that I know of.
Okay. Do you have to buy, like, the rennet?
Yeah.
From somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
When you did you do it at the cheesemaker house? Or?
Yeah, I've done it over here at the cheese house.
Okay.
I can't remember how many wheels we made. It was quite a few.
Wow.
It wasn't hard. I mean, they have everything over there to do it.
Uh-huh.
It's just waiting, you know. You have to wait, let it age. Yeah. Get in there every day and wipe it down. But it turned out really good.
Start to finish, do you remember how long it took?
I can't remember.
It's
probably, I don't know. I can't remember how long it took.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Eleanor Butler sort of walked me through the process when I was here for Fasnacht. She was telling me about the little carriers they used to have. They would carry milk from farm to farm on their back.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time, so those are all my questions, unless you have...
Well, I hope that was all right.
Yeah, that was great. I have just a form that says that we can include it in the archive. Oops, it's already been used.
How's it going?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, do you mind if I get a photo of you outside? That'd be all right? Before you take off? For the same interview, right? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Cool. My name's Gabe, by the way.
I'm Henry.
Hi, nice to meet you, Henry.
Good to meet you.
Hi, Henry.
Hey, how are you?
Nice to see you.
Do you help out with the ramps up right off?
No, I used to some, but I don't anymore.
Yeah.
I just sign this right here.
Yeah, you can just sign that and date it. Maybe print your name up there too, since you have a signature. Great. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
This morning to show it to you. It's a free app called Adobe Fill, and it's made this generic model release. And so then you can signature.
Oh, well, I actually have one.
So then you can be digital, you can get all those digital.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can just get a signature and drop
that's
it
cool.
on, and then you can write your name.
Oh, I'll have to get one of those. I have to use this form for work.
For sure. But you can copy and paste it into this. I just printed the PDF this morning.
Awesome.
I was like, oh, I didn't print any off at work. So
that's
I'll
a
just
really
make
good
it digital.
Idea. Yeah,